Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
You were just talking about your family fight when you were getting married about your earrings, or it was actually before you got married, right?
It was right before I made a promise to my dad. I said, I'll take my earrings out on my wedding day. So on the day of our wedding, I took the earrings out, left one out first, right one got stuck, but I did get that out just hours before I walked down the aisle.
Would you say that was your last big family fight? And think about it, you've been married for a long time, so that's a good thing. Have you had a big family fight? Because I feel like whenever you have a family fight, that one that involves everyone's tied into it some way, shape, or form, it's usually about something kind of ridiculous. Does anyone have a ridiculous family fight that they're going through right now? Or what's the most ridiculous family fight you had?
I got one in my mind. Did you recently have one?
Yeah, on Saturday. And I knew it was going to turn into a fight. I knew it. And I said, we should not do this, you guys. It's going to be a fight. But my daughter, my youngest daughter, she was set on having a family game night. And I was like, we should not. We're going to get in a fight. And she said, no, we will not. And I said, you promise you won't get upset if you don't win? I promise. Okay. You go to everyone else. You guys promise that we're going to all walk away friends here? Everyone's like, yeah, we promise. Okay. So we did it. We played Monopoly.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to say who did what, but there were tears. There was yelling. There was stomping off. There was, I quit. There was, I have to loan you money. It was a disaster. I mean, and then last night, my daughter asked if we could do it again. I was like, no, absolutely not. We're never doing family game night ever again. This is terrible, especially Monopoly. It's the worst game to play with your family.
Does that ever end well?
Never.
It does not. And do you ever finish? Has anyone ever finished a game of Monopoly?
We finished. And my husband,
I'm not talking of flipping the board over or the banker storming off with the money or someone throwing money in someone's face.
He won everything. My husband is so good at Monopoly. It was funny because when we started off, I was killing it. I owned everything. I was like, oh, I'm going to win this. And little by little, he makes these moves and I don't even see it coming. And then then he has all the money and he has all the houses and he's got it and no one can pay for anything. So yeah, it ended and he won. It was crazy.
You can can't you mortgage your houses too to keep it going?
Yeah, but you can only do that for so long.
Exactly. Then all of a sudden you're tapped out.
Exactly.
Oh man.
What was your big family fight?
The last one was Thanksgiving, probably 3 years ago. My wife's aunt and uncle came out and her aunt is an amazing cook, but we said we want to handle the Thanksgiving meal. We want to do everything.
Right.
And we were kind of getting judged the entire time, just aunt from afar, and they were right because I didn't defrost the turkey long enough, and the scheduled time for dinner was 5 o'clock, and 4:30 rolls around, we're getting all the fixings ready, 4:45, we take the turkey out, and it looks great, and we start to cut through it, and as we're cutting through it, we get to the center of it, and it's still frozen in the center.
Ooh.
It's ah!
But you knew you were getting judged already.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Like,
and
oh,
I'm thinking, it's going to be another 10, 15 minutes. And then we ended up not eating until 8 o'clock that night.
Oh, my gosh.
It was bad. And just some comments from her uncle and stuff. Just
what were the comments? Tell us.
Just very passive-aggressive. Do we know what time dinner will be ready? I wish I knew we're starting at 8 because I wouldn't have started the cocktails this early. We haven't had this issue before when your aunt cooks.
Oh,
just little
man.
Things. But I just remember his look, too, of him just kind of sitting there at the kitchen table. No, I'm sorry, the dining room table. Yeah, because I'm like, everyone get at the table. And he sat down at the dining room table. And instead of moving and going back to the couch, he just still sat there just kind of like,
with his fork in one hand and his knife in the other, like, I want
You said
food.
Dinner's at 5. It's now 6. It's now 7. Just sitting there.
That is the worst. And you get that anxiety, stop looking at me,
I know.
Harold. Get
Walt?
Out of here. Let's talk to Megan. Megan, what was your last big family fight?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So the last big fight that I had was my refusal to get my baby girl's ears pierced, of all things.
Who got mad at you for that?
My stepmother did.
She just really wanted them pierced, or what? Was it a family thing, or what happened?
Well, basically, you know, my dad follows along with whatever she says, but she wanted to have her ears pierced so she was cute, so she could get her all these cute earrings. It was really petty and silly, but I'm just like, no, she's a baby, and if it gets infected, then what?
So. Then she can still wear my cute earrings with an infection. They always find a reason. No, I get that. Especially when it's your kid and someone tells you what you need to do with your kid, that'll get you every time. Anonymous, what about you? What happened to get you into a huge family fight?
My siblings were having a private conversation about the family making changes. And they didn't know until after when they got a call that they were being recorded.
Who was recording it?
Another relative in our family.
And then they sent it to everyone else?
Well, actually, they called everybody else and left them know.
And left the audio recording?
Yes.
That is awful.
Some next level family feud right there.
I mean, recording the family. Here's what your sister said about you. And then they send it?
When you do play Monopoly, what piece are you?
Well, we were playing Vegas Monopoly, mm-hmm. So I was the showgirl.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, hi. The showgirl went bankrupt. Good to see you.
Hard times for the showgirl.
My husband was the limousine, and he cleaned up, man. He was so good at it. You guys should come over sometime. We should try to play Monopoly and see if we can do it without getting into a fight. I actually think you would lighten the mood a little bit. I think it wouldn't get as intense. It's just everyone's way too competitive in my house.
The last time I played Monopoly was with a buddy, I remember, at our old house, and he ended up flipping the table over.
Are you serious?
I mean, there were a lot of drinks involved and stuff, but I was so excited because I was winning. I was like, man, I was feeling it. I'm done.
I'm telling you, it's once those houses and hotels go up, that's when it turns. That's what, it's all fun and games when you're buying up stuff, and it's all like, oh, $15, okay.
Community chest.
Now you owe $2,000, what?
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.